Pfizer announced today that its COVID-19 vaccine is more than 90% effective, a milestone, but not yet conclusive. The news comes as the U.S. reports a 7-day average of more than 100,000 new daily cases for the first time ever. Let's bring in Dr. Joshua Sharfstein. He's Vice Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at Johns Hopkins. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And more than 90% effective sounds very promising, but what do we still need to know before declaring victory here?
Well, I think they're still waiting for some safety data. And of course, this was a press release, so the actual underlying data will be shared with the Food and Drug Administration and be reviewed independently. Plus, they'll be bringing the information to some independent experts. So I think it is great news, and we just look forward to seeing that validated and all the information being shared and reviewed.
I think you made an important point there. We don't yet know if it's safe, right?
Well, it sounds like, according to the company, the early information is very positive on safety, but that they are waiting for a little bit more safety data before bringing it to the agency. And I think then people will look at it. So, you know, this is a process. It starts like this. It starts with some great news from the company, but then, you know, really important for people to be kicking the tires, really understanding what the data show. That is the basis for the right way to use the vaccine.
Hmm. And just briefly, can you explain how the company knows that it is 90% effective? Because that would be a very high success rate.
The way the company knows that is the trial was organized where some people randomly were given a placebo, so no medicine, and other people were given the vaccine. And nobody really knows who was given what until a certain number of people get sick. Then they look, and what they saw was that pretty much all the people getting sick were people who got the placebo.
Yeah, and I don't want to leave anyone with any false impression that this vaccine would be widely available right away. So what is the process and the timeline for deploying it to the public once all that data is in and it's approved?
Right. So the first step is for the data to be submitted to the FDA, for it to be independently reviewed, and then the agency determines if it is good, then how to make it available, what process to use. It sounds like the company's been making doses this whole time and may have more than 10 million doses by the end of the year, which is terrific if that's true. So we're not like waiting to start production if it turns out the Food and Drug Administration is ready to go. And that would allow for distribution to people at the highest risk. And of course, the company would then ramp up production so that inside 2021, there'd be many more millions of doses.
And who would get those first doses?
So that process also has to play out. There's some initial recommendations that would include healthcare workers, older adults at very high risk for severe disease, and some others. What will happen is that the data will be reviewed to see if the study shows certain things that would matter for different populations, like does it look like this really does produce a strong immune reaction in older adults? And there is a committee at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that looks at that, looks at what the FDA has done, and makes essentially the key recommendations for who gets vaccinated first.
Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, Vice Dean for Public Health Practice and Community Engagement at Johns Hopkins, on this promising news from Pfizer on the vaccine. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.